Welcome back, guys, to another exciting session of Together Forever. I am Dumisani Mfune, and with me in studio is
Mandla Lupondwana.
Just to recap, last time we looked at the role, that humongous role that the term that is loosely labeled housewife really implies, and we made an appeal, guys, when you get a chance to help out, do so. And sometimes, you know, we misread the frustration our wives feel as disrespect. But put yourselves in their shoes and you'll understand it is not disrespect. Man, what do you have for us today?
Today we're going to look at the primary motive of any husband or any wife, particularly of the wife. And I call this the happily married factor. Every wife wants to be happy in their marriage. Every wife wants to be happily married. Mm-hmm. No one wants a miserable marriage. And so she doesn't wake up and think of ways in which to disrespect you and make this marriage miserable.
Okay.
She doesn't think of ways of sabotaging this marriage. Yes, we'll talk later on when we finish with this segment. We'll talk about instances where women do disrespect us deliberately. And we'll talk about those factors. But generally, by and large, women don't. They don't sit down and dream out ways in which of disrespecting us and making us unhappy because they want to be happy. You don't need to be seriously converted. You don't need to be some very spiritual person to want to be happily married. Everybody, the most selfish person on earth, wants to be happy. Mm. Everybody on earth wants to be happy. And when people get married, They seriously believe it's going to enhance their life. They seriously believe it's going to make them happier. No one wants to get married in order to be more miserable. No one says, I'm tired of being happy, I will now get married. We don't do that. No. And you'll find that for women, particularly today, they don't just marry anybody. They marry someone who they believe is going to make them happy. Sometimes they marry because they fall in love. Sometimes they marry because they think your money is going to make them happier. Sometimes they marry because they feel that being married and having kids is going to make them happier. But essentially, they want to be happy. And when they get into the relationship, they're trying to be happy. Now, this means the different tactics that they use, the different tones of voice that they use, they're not trying to sabotage this marriage. Our wives are not our enemies. They're not. They're actually trying to make this marriage work. I have discovered that the greatest disagreement that is there between any husband and any wife is on how. We both want to be happy, but we just disagree on how we can be happy. We both want this marriage to be successful. We both want it to be healthy. We both want to progress, but we just differ on what we think is going to be good for us. Mm-hmm. A simple thing, when you fight about the time you spend with your friends, it's not about the friends. She believes, honestly, that if you spent more time at home, you guys would be happier. And you sometimes believe that if you could have a break from her and just spend some time with your friends, you'd be happier. So you both basically want the same thing. You just think of approaching it in two different ways. Mm-hmm. Whether it's a fight about money, whether it's a fight about in-laws, if you think about it, it all boils down to one thing. You both want to be happy. You just have different ideas. And so sometimes when she's there trying to point across, trying to achieve her means of being happy, we find that to be disrespect. Sometimes when we fight with them and we have our disagreements, and in the heat of the moment she does this or says that, we feel, how can she talk like that with me? And we have a sense that she disrespected you. Sometimes, yes, you'll find that there was disrespect, but it is very rare that the intention was to disrespect. Most of the time, the intention was to communicate a point. Most of the time, the intention was to sort out some form of frustration, because sometimes they talk to us and they don't feel that we understand what they're saying. One of the greatest deficiencies I've seen in married couples is that we don't really listen to one another. We hear one another, but we don't listen to one another. Hmm. I sit with couples. And during counseling, sit with couples and I say, what's your problem? And the wife will state her problem. Then I ask the husband, okay, fine. Did you hear what she said? He says, yes. And I say, what did she say? And then He says something different from what she said. And I'm like, that's not what she said. And then the same thing happens. The husband will state his problem and I ask the wife, did you hear what he said? She says, yes, of course I heard. Tell me, what did he say? And then totally she tells something that is not what he said. We constantly miss the mark because once the person starts speaking, sometimes we've already figured out, we're trying to figure out a response.
Yeah.
Trying to come up with a rebuttal. So you find that as the person deals with the frustration of not being understood, because she keeps on talking and you and your response does not reflect that you've heard her.
Mm.
And she keeps on saying it. And sometimes the frustration will make her say something that is disrespectful. But the intention, I want us to understand as husbands, the intention is not always to disrespect. Sometimes it is to try and communicate a point to make this marriage work.
Mm.
Sometimes it is to deal with the frustration of seeing that this man is not understanding me. And I remember my wife was to say, I think you are deliberately not trying to listen to me. And I would be shocked. What does she mean by that? And then she would say, you are a very intelligent person for you not to understand this. And I feel, how can she say that to me? But in her mind, she's thinking, with all your brains, how can you not get what I'm saying? And so as she tries to deal with that frustration, now the moment she says that, for me, it has switched from the topic it initially was, and we now have to deal with respect issues. And yes, if when we go that route, chances are, as a husband, I'm going to win the battle. I'm going to win the battle of the respect, disrespect, because once I break it down, she's going to see, fine, she was disrespectful. But then, unfortunately, it builds up in us husbands that this woman is disrespectful.
Hmm.
And sometimes these incidents don't mean your wife is disrespectful. They don't. I've been surprised by how shocked wives are that we find them disrespectful. Because most of the time, we are the first people in their entire lives to tell them that. When they were growing up, they were very respectful children. At school, they were very fine. At work, people are okay with them. All of a sudden, when they come home, the husband says, you are disrespectful. And so if we could understand as husbands that the same way we want to be happy in our marriages, our wives want to be happy in these marriages. And so the basic motive is not to sabotage this marriage. The basic motive is not to disrespect her and make you miserable so that she can be miserable. That is not her basic motive. Her basic motive is to make this marriage happy and successful. And sometimes her interest and your interest are so tied together that she wants the best for both of you.
You know, when you're speaking of communication and sometimes hearing things wrongly or reading things wrongly, I think of my daughter and how many times, now in retrospect, she wanted to say something, but because of what was happening around me, I read it so differently and maybe even ignored her. And then she, even a little... You know, she's a toddler. She can see that there's a communication breakdown. And then she does something to get my attention. And it gets my attention. But that makes me realize that sometimes misunderstandings are, I don't want to say an integral part of communication, but they exist. And what more now when you're dealing with an adult and then you have all these preconceived ideas as to how the communication process should lay out and should unfold. And when something doesn't happen, you wonder why. And yet, we're so guilty of misreading things so much. I think you're right. Just sometimes pausing to realize that for communication to work, we need to put some of our preconceived ideas aside and not already be forming a rebuttal as our wives are talking to us, but actually pause and listen to what is being said.
It frustrates our wives more when they've seen us listen to other people, understand them, and then constructively come up with a solution. And when you come home, you don't do that. It frustrates them when they can see you being patient with somebody else and listen and understand. And when you come home, you can't be as patient and as understanding with her. Mm. And so in an attempt to get you to be what you are out there, she will say things that provoke you, which we're going to deal with later on. She will say things that will provoke you somehow, and you feel, no, man, but this is not right. But the underlying motive was not to disrespect you. It wasn't. It was to make this marriage work. And I think once we understand that as husbands, that our wives are not our enemies, Our wives are not trying to sabotage this marriage where we are the only ones trying to keep it afloat, you know, where we are the only ones trying to make it work and all this woman is trying to do is to shut it down. It's true that the net result of some of their tactics is just that. It's true that the net result of some of the things they say is to just make the marriage miserable. But it's a tactic. It's an attempt. Sometimes the attempts work. Sometimes they don't work. But the motive, everybody's motive when they're married is to be happy. Mm. Sometimes the things they do, we wonder, how can someone who wants to be happy do this? You know? And sometimes when we talk together, we're like, even when we were to bring in a third person, we say, does someone want to be happy? Do A, B, C, D. And the third person listens and they're like, no. It doesn't sound that way. But when you talk to the wife, you will realize that that was not the intention. She was trying to achieve something else. She just used the wrong tactics. Now, is it possible that our wives sometimes disrespect us deliberately? Yes, it is very possible. Possible is actually putting it mildly. Sometimes they do so. Sometimes our wives do disrespect us deliberately. And that's what we're going to talk about from next time.
All right.
The instances when our wives disrespect us deliberately. Sometimes they've got valid reasons, sometimes they don't. But we're going to talk about those things so that you can understand that as much as most of the time it is not intentional disrespect, as much as most of the time it is not even disrespect, there are those instances where it is disrespect.
Intentional.
And we're going to talk about those things. It's intentional. All sometimes right. They plan it. Sometimes they do it with the intention, even not just to disrespect, but to make you feel disrespected. We'll talk about those things from next time.
All right. Well, guys, I hope this is helping and you're understanding how our lovely wives communicate and what disrespect actually is, so that we don't wrongly interpret whatever we're going through as disrespect. Sadly, guys, we need to go. But remember, next time we're going to look at intentional disrespect. Until then, thank you.